Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome everyone to episode number 3 from Delving into Islam Thoughts. This is your host, Wael. And it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a privilege that I'm able to talk to you about the religion of Islam and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing me to share my knowledge with you. Thank you so much for listening, participating, and sending in all your questions and suggestions. Now, speaking of which, if you have any questions or suggestions, please email me at delvingintoislam@gmail.com. Again, delvingintoislam@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as soon as possible, inshallah. Also, if you want to keep up with the release dates, you know, the episode titles ahead of time or whenever I go on a break, all these things, you can follow me on Instagram at delvingintoislampodcast. Again, Delving into Islam podcast for all the upcoming announcements. Now, Delving into Islam Thoughts is a segment of the podcast where I share my thoughts with you, you know, regarding the religion of Islam or regarding any topic that is related to the religion of Islam, which is worth sharing. And today's thought comes, you know, to me after the ending of the month of Ramadan. You know, alhamdulillah, we finished the month of Ramadan. We finished fasting during the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our fastings, our standing in prayers, and all the good deeds. And wallahi, you feel it. You know, like you feel the ending of the month of Ramadan. You feel that it ended. You feel that there's something missing. Wallahi, the last day of Ramadan, I believe, was on a Tuesday. After we had iftar, there was no taraweeh anymore, and it felt different. Yes, of course, there was Isha, and you can pray it in congregation in the masjid, but the concept of the taraweeh and the amount of people, the huge gathering of people, you know, gathering for the taraweeh prayers or the qiyam prayers, is no longer there. Of course, you can pray qiyam on your own every single day. But again, that spirit, subhanAllah, like, you know, when I was younger, I always wondered why people make such a big deal when Ramadan is finished, when Ramadan is over. And wallahi, now I know exactly why. You feel like those blessings, that peaceful time is just over. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us back to that peaceful time next year, inshallah, when Ramadan comes. And, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us witness Ramadan. And of course, we had Eid, right? So we celebrated the Eid prayers. And of course, we should not be extreme with our celebrations, because especially when we have our brothers and sisters in Palestine and in Gaza are suffering during those times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, make them victorious. And inshallah, they will be victorious, even if it happens in the hereafter. Even if it happens after a long time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill His promise. Just keep them in your dua and do more. Like, don't just say, I'm just going to make dua and that's it. If you can do more, do more. Whether you want to help financially, whether you have a political voice, you have a platform, any of that would help. And you will be, don't forget, you'll be held accountable in front of Allah if you are capable of changing injustice and destroying injustice, and you just simply didn't because of convenience, or even if you were lazy. It doesn't have to be a specific reason, but even if you were just lazy, don't forget that you will be held accountable. I will be held accountable. Everybody will be held accountable who was capable of doing something and they didn't do. I'm sorry, my voice is back to you know, being a little weird, but alhamdulillah, inshallah, you know, it's going to be great. It's going to be a quick thought today, inshallah. I'm currently fasting the 6 days of Shawwal, and that is my thought today, or my topic today. After the month of Ramadan, there is the month of Shawwal. That comes right after in our lunar calendar or the Islamic calendar. And basically, it is a month that, right, because you just finished Ramadan, you just finished fasting in Ramadan. So the Prophet ﷺ gave us some incentive to basically tell us, hey, worshiping Allah is not over. You don't go and worship Allah during 1 month. It is the most blessed month, don't get me wrong, but Worshipping Allah afterwards is required. And the Prophet ﷺ gave us some sort of a reminder, an incentive, that's of course coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told us what? In a beautiful, beautiful hadith by the Prophet ﷺ to, again, give us that incentive. He said what? مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ ثُمَّ أَتْبَعْهُ سِتَّةً مِّنْ شَوَّالِ كَانَ قَسِيَامِ الدَّهْرِ. Again, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ ثم أتبعه ستة من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. If you fast the month of Ramadan, then you follow it up by fasting 6 days of the month of Shawwal, the one that follows Ramadan, it's as if you were fasting the entire year. The entire year. Imagine that. It's a beautiful hadith. Authentic, by the way. And beautiful. There's also another wording of the hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said what? He mentioned the same thing in a different time with different wordings. He said what? مَنْ صَامَ سِتَّةُ أَيَّامٍ بَعْدَ الْفِطْرِ كَانَ تَمَامُ السَّنَةِ. If you fast the 6 days after the Eid al-Fitr, again, during the month of Shawwal, combined with the fasting of Ramadan, it's as if you completed كان تمام السنة, meaning you completed the entire year fasting. Can you imagine? Now, let's just make certain things now clear about that hadith or that statement. So if you fast Ramadan and you fast 6 days of Shawwal, does that mean you were fasting the entire year? Yes, you're going to get the reward of fasting the entire year. That's it. There's no debate about that. Now, there are a few things about this point. First of all, why? Why such an incentive? Why? We just finished Ramadan. So why would the Prophet ﷺ tell us this? And again, the incentive is coming from Allah, not from the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ is just conveying the message to us. Because, first of all, during the month of Ramadan, we make mistakes. We try our best, but many of us make mistakes. And the month of Shawwal, fasting in the month of Shawwal, is a way to redeem yourself or to make up those days that you messed up. Again, during the month of Ramadan, we fast. We try our best, but sometimes we do things that make us, you know, it doesn't break our fasting, but it's not the perfection of fasting, right? So during the month of Shawwal, the month right after, Allah gives us a chance, an opportunity to make up some of those days, some of those incomplete fasting days that we've had during the month of Ramadan. And he gives us 6 days to do so, okay? Now, fasting the 6 days or 6 days in Shawwal is not mandatory in any way, shape, or form. It is not mandatory. It's optional. It's voluntary. It is a sunnah, okay? So don't freak out if you don't want to fast. It's not mandatory. So that is number one. So it is not mandatory. It is voluntary. It is optional. It is sunnah. That's why the rewards are great, because you don't have to simply do it. Also, do you have to fast the 6 days right after Eid? Because the hadith says, the second version of the hadith, or the second wording of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you fast the 6 days after Eid, some people think, oh, you have to fast right after Eid. Like right after Eid. That is not the case. The unanimous consensus of the scholars, you fast any 6 days of Shawwal. You pick any 6 days of Shawwal, you fast them. And again, of course, you fasted Ramadan. And that means that you fasted the entire year, subhanAllah. Now, do you have to fast the 6 days in a row? Nope. You can fast one day today. After 2 days, you can fast the second day. After 3 days, you can fast the third day, so on and so forth, as long as it's within the month of Shawwal, which I believe ends May 5th this year. So the month of Shawwal ends, the 29th of Shawwal is, I believe, the 5th of May of this year, but you can double check on that. But again, as long as it's within the month after Ramadan, the month of Shawwal, you can fast any 6 days of the month, not necessarily in a row, You can do whatever you want. You can fast them in a row or not. It's up to you. Just fast 6 days. Now, do you need to have the intentions? Because in Ramadan, you need to have the intentions before you go to bed or right after suhoor, right? Like before Fajr time, you need to have the intentions, or you need to have the intentions in the beginning of the month to fast the entire month of Ramadan. Do you need to have the intentions for Shawwal? Absolutely not. You can just wake up, literally. You're not planning on fasting, and you're in the month of Shawwal, right? You can just straight up wake up and be like, you know what? I'm going to fast today, one of the 6 days of Shawwal. You don't have to have the intentions from before. You don't have to have the intentions from, again, the beginning of the month, because it's not Ramadan, right? So again, the intentions, you can have it on the spot, as long as, of course, you didn't eat or drink in the beginning of the day. All right, now let's come to the controversy part. And it's not actually controversy, but it's like debatable kind of thing. What if you're someone who needs to make up some days from Ramadan? Okay? The question is, do you have to make up those days before and then fast the 6 days of Shawwal? Or can you fast the 6 days of Shawwal and then have the rest of the year to make up your days in Ramadan? Now, as we know, if you messed up the, like, for example, if you are a sister who were on her menses during the month of Ramadan for a few days, or if you were sick for a few days and you could not fast, or if you're traveling and you could not fast, and then you have to make up your days, you have till the next Ramadan. You have a full year to make up your days. Of course, the recommended way is to do it ASAP, but again, you have a license to make it up during the year until we have to make it up before the next Ramadan. Now, the question is, if I can make up those days before the next Ramadan, what should I do? Do I have to, you know, finish up my making up the days of Ramadan, then fast Shawwal? That means I have to cram it all during the month of Shawwal. For example, if you have 4 days that you have to make up, for example, do you do the 4 days, then the 6 days? So that means, do you fast a total of 10 days in the month of Shawwal to get the reward of the whole year? Now, the classical scholars, they agree this should be the case. However, the majority of the modern scholars, they say, not necessarily. If, as long as you fast or you make up the days of Ramadan before the next Ramadan, because that means if you did not make up the days of Ramadan before the next Ramadan comes, then you have not fulfilled the first part of the condition. So we have two parts of the condition to be able to be considered that you are fasting the entire year. Fasting Ramadan, then fasting the 6 days of Shawwal. So if you never make up the days of Ramadan, then that doesn't apply to you, then you did not fast. You have actually a problem, because you have to make up the days of Ramadan, and that's a major sin. So the majority of the modern scholars, they say, no, you can fast the 6 days of Shawwal, then later on make up let's say the 4 days or the 5 days, whatever the amount of days that you have to make up for the month of Ramadan, you can do that later on after. And again, the minority of the scholars who are following that kind of classical fatwa, they're saying, no, you have to finish up all your days, making up all your days from Ramadan, then move on to Shawwal. As long as it's not impossible, like you don't have a situation where you cannot make up. I mean, think about it logically. If you can fast the 6 days of Shawwal, what's stopping you from fasting or making up the days of Ramadan? It doesn't make any sense. So usually, if you're capable of fasting the 6 days of Shawwal, then you should be able to also make up the days of Ramadan before then. Now, some people say, well, maybe you can, because you know that you can wait on those make-up days for the rest of the year, so you want to just finish up the 6 days of Shawwal now, and then later on take care of the days of Ramadan that you need to make up. Again, that is the majority of opinion, and that is the opinion that I follow. Again, it's the majority of opinion, of modern scholars' opinion, and it makes sense to me. At the end of the day, some people, they won't be able, maybe they're traveling, maybe there's something going on, but they can fast those 6 days. So they want to get it over with and then make up the days later. That happens too, so Allah knows best. But again, the majority opinion is you can fast the 6 days, then make up the days of Ramadan. Now, that brings me to another point. which is this. Do you combine, because this that I heard a lot of people are trying to do, which is you combine two intentions into one action. Meaning what? If, let's say again, you have 4 days to make up and you want to fast the 6 days of Shawwal, do you fast the 6 days of Shawwal with the intention of also making up, so basically combining two things in one, you know, two for one, two birds, one stone. Again, do you fast the 6 days of Shawwal and you tell yourself, hey, I also have the intention of making up, so those 6 days are including the 4 days that I have to make up from Ramadan? The majority of the scholars, they say, no, you cannot do that, because the Prophet ﷺ said explicitly that these are two separate things that you have to do to get the rewards of the 1 year, which is what, again, fasting Ramadan, then ثُمَّ يَتْبَعُهُ, then you follow it by fasting the 6 days of Shawwal. And again, we said there are exceptions, those who have to make up later. But again, making up and fasting the 6 days of Shawwal, the overwhelming majority of the scholars, they say, you can't have it. Basically, you can't play games. Two for one doesn't work in this. By the way, it works in other situations, don't get me wrong. Like, for example, I want to give you an example. If you are going to pray Jummah, now, for those of you who don't know, during the Jummah on Fridays, every Friday, when we go to pray Jummah, we have to do something called ghusl. We have to do something called tahara, which basically you wash yourself in a certain way, you go to the shower, and every inch of your body, the water must reach every inch of your body. And it's the same type of ghusl, it's the same type of purification, the same type of cleaning that you make when, after you have, you know, you become intimate with your spouse, after you have intercourse with your spouse. That is what we call ghusl, or again, some people call it tahara, purification, right? It's not just simple wudu, it's not just a simple shower. You have to have the intention, because some people go into the shower and they come out and be like, I'm purified after, you know, having intercourse with their spouses. It doesn't work. You need to have the intention, and then you have to wash your body, every bit of your body. There are actually methods of doing it. Like, some people do the right half of the body first, then the left half of the body first. So, and you have to start with the hair. Again, you have to, like, the scalp, every inch of your body. Water must reach every inch of your body. The head scalp, like, you have to get every part of your body, you know, with water. You don't have to, like, actually wash it with soap or anything like that, but you at least you have to rinse it with water. So that is how you do ghusl. Again, there are multiple methods. You can look it up online. It's pretty simple, actually. Now, we do that before Jummah. Like, that type of ghusl, the Prophet ﷺ used to do it every time before going to the Jummah prayers, to the Friday prayers. You can actually, let's say that you were intimate with your spouse, Friday morning, right? And you want to do ghusl, and you want to do that purification for both, because you just were intimate with your spouse and also you're going to Jummah. That is allowed. You're combining two intentions with one action. In this case, this is 100% allowed, subhanAllah. And again, it makes sense. You're washing yourself anyway, so you have two intentions, that's fine. But when it comes to fasting the 6 days of Shawwal and making up your fasting from Ramadan, the majority of the scholars, they say you cannot do that, because simply the Prophet ﷺ made it clear that these are two separate things that you cannot combine together, even if you're going to later on have to make up the days of Ramadan. So I hope that is that clarifies this point. Now, it is a sunnah to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Okay, so the Prophet ﷺ actually used to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. So what you could do is that you could fast your 6 days of Shawwal on Mondays and Thursdays and combine two intentions. See, now this is allowed. You know what I mean? Like, in this case, it is allowed, because you're not contradicting the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ when he said Ramadan and the 6 days should be separated, or should be, you know, completing one another. In this case, to get more rewards of fasting Mondays and Thursdays, you can, you know, fast them, fast the 6 days of Shawwal on Mondays and Thursdays, and you're gonna have, like, you know, 4 Mondays and 4 Thursdays for the most part during 1 month. So you're gonna have plenty of, you know, of Mondays and Thursdays to, you know, fast those 6 days on. So that is a smart way of combining two intentions to get two rewards. Also, you cannot combine, and this is a thing, you cannot combine a mandatory act of worship with a voluntary act of worship, like, again, Ramadan and the 6 days of Shawwal. And this is a general rule with one intention. Like, for example, you cannot pray the noon prayers, the dhuhr prayers, or whatever, maghrib prayers. And then within the maghrib prayers, you'll be like, oh, and also have the intention of praying the sunnah prayers or the nawafil prayers of that prayer. It doesn't work. So take that as a rule in Islam when it comes to intentions, okay? You cannot combine a mandatory act of worship and a voluntary act of worship together. When it comes to intentions, you cannot have two intentions of the two things in one action, okay? That is not allowed. When it comes to two intentions of two actions, of voluntary actions or sunnah actions or optional actions, like, again, fasting Mondays and Thursdays and fasting the 6 days, both are sunnah, both are not mandatory, you actually can combine them together if it works out. Like if you fast the 6 days on Mondays and Thursdays, then inshallah you will gain the rewards of actually both. The fasting of the 6 days of Shawwal after Ramadan, and extra bonus or extra rewards for fasting them on Mondays and Thursdays, because that was a sunnah from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, you cannot combine, the last rule is that you cannot combine the intentions of two mandatory acts of worship. You cannot pray Asr while missing Dhuhr, for example, and say, well, I prayed 4 rak'ahs, that to me, this is Asr and Dhuhr together. It doesn't work that way. Okay? It just doesn't make any sense. So I hope that rule kind of makes sense. Now, we said that you will gain the reward or get the reward of fasting the entire year. Because think about it this way. We know that al-hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha, in Islam, one deed is equivalent to 10 good deeds. If you do one good deed, one good deed, literally, then it's as if you did 10 good deeds. Not 10 rewards, 10 good deeds. So, for example, when you, subhanAllah, pray, it's as if you, one prayer, let's say you pray dhuhr, the noon prayers, it's as if you prayed 10 prayers, and you get the rewards of 10 prayers. You don't get 10 points, you get the rewards of 10 prayers. I have to make that clear. Al-hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha. One good deed that you do is multiplied by 10, or it's like equivalent of 10 good deeds that you've made. Allah calculates it, Allah looks at it as if you didn't, as if you did 10 of those good deeds, subhanAllah. Now, when you fast the month of Ramadan, that is, let's say, 30 days. That is that is 30 days of fasting. We're talking about, let's say, someone who was fasting the entire month of Ramadan, didn't have any of those excuses that we talked about. That is equivalent to 30 days multiplied by 10, 300 days of fasting. Now, add to that the 6 days of Shawwal multiplied by 10, then that means it's 60. So 300 plus 60 is 360, and by the way, 360, that's the number of days in the lunar calendar, in the Islamic calendar, 360 days. So from a math perspective, it makes perfect sense. Do you understand? Now, there's a hadith explicit that the Prophet said, you fast the entire year. No math here, no nothing. But if you want to look at the math about that, makes sense. It literally adds up. Okay? Now, the final point that I want to make is that, let's say that because we know that we have multiple days that we need to fast. Again, it's all optional. It's all sunnah. Like, for example, the day of Arafah, the day before the Eid al-Adha, the second Eid, which is 2 months actually after Eid al-Fitr. or the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. Again, it's voluntary fasting. So if you fast the 6 days of Shawwal after that you're fasting the entire month of Ramadan, does that mean that it's you don't have to fast the day of Arafah or the day of Ashura? Does that mean that you're exempt from that? Does that mean this is included? Well, first of all, you don't have to fast them in the first place because they are not mandatory, right? However, yes, that means you are fasting on those days, but you won't get the blessings, the special blessings of fasting, for example, on the day of Arafah, as if you were fasting on the day of Arafah. Meaning what? Let's say that you fasted Ramadan, alhamdulillah, and then you followed it by 6 days during the month of Shawwal. Done. You fasted the entire year, you're good. Now, if you don't fast, for example, on the day of Arafah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about fasting the day of Arafah is what? If you fast on the day of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your sins a year past and a year ahead. Now some might say, wait. So I can fast the day of Arafah and do anything? Well, if you do anything intentional, then you're not fooling Allah. But if you commit sins that, again, you know, was out of your hands or whatever, right? Then Allah forgives them automatically as long as they're not major sins. Again, Allah does not forgive major sins by fasting the day of Arafah. Major sins, they have their own way of being forgiven, like repentance, like asking Allah for forgiveness. You have to dedicate time to ask Allah for forgiveness, but Allah forgives them, inshallah, only if you ask Allah to forgive them and if you show regret, all these things. But we're talking about minor sins here. Now, if you fast Ramadan and the 6 days of Shawwal, you won't get that blessing, because you did not fast specifically on the day of Arafah. You were like, it's included. You don't get the rewards. Do you see now that my point? Same thing for the day of Ashura. You cannot fast 6 days of Shawwal after Ramadan and be like, well, I'm going to get the reward of specifically Ashura. No. The special rewards that you get with these days, and again, it's all optional. But the special rewards that you get with these days is you get them when you fast on these specific days. So I hope that is clear. And I want to end with this. Imagine if you, for those who think it's too difficult and I just finished Ramadan, why do I have to fast, six more days? First of all, again, like you don't have to fast. This is not mandatory in any way, shape, or form. But those who say, why? Why the incentive? Think about it this way. Wallahi. When you are considered to be fasting the entire year, remember what Allah said about fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِيبِ Allah said fasting is a very special type of worship. Very special. That I will reward you on the day of judgment with it in a way that you cannot imagine. Imagine when Allah says this, and you as a Muslim were fasting the entire year, every year. Again, every year you fast Ramadan, then you fast the 6 days of Shawwal, you cover all year, every year. What kind of sins would you make that would ruin that and makes you go to hellfire? Think about it this way. If you're someone who was considered to be fasting the entire year, every year, you must be a terrible human being for you to commit sins big enough and, you know, sins that are more than fasting the entire year for you to be admitted to hellfire or for you to be punished on the day of judgment. Basically, it's a solid protection for you, my dear brothers and sisters. Now, that does not mean fast Ramadan and the 6 days of Shawwal and go crazy and do all the sins. It doesn't work that way. But you're protecting yourself. This is a beautiful layer of protection for you from entering hellfire. Again, what kind of sins would you commit for, you know, you to be punished on the day of judgment when you're someone who was considered to be fasting the entire year? 6 days. Again, 6 days that are scattered. You don't have to fast them in a row. Little by little, finish it. You have a whole month to fast 6 days. Is it really that difficult? Just think about it. Just a food for thought. And thank you so much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.